Hi, this is Nikki Bell. Simon and I are running a series of workshops on all things fundraising. We'll be in Dublin, Edinburgh, London, and more, helping you raise more money from companies and individuals. We'll also help you overcome the introvert inside of you and find the confidence to get out there and connect with more people. The workshops are pay what you like, so you only have to pay if you feel like you've gained something from it, which we are positive you will. For more details, find me on Twitter at CharityNikki or at ToastFundraiser.
You're listening to Simon Scriver's amazingly ultimate fundraising superstar podcast, talking all things fundraising, charities, nonprofits, and more. Here's your host, as always, Simon Scriver.
I am a huge fan of LinkedIn. Yes, it's full of weirdos. Yes, it's a blight on humanity. And yes, it's really, really dumb. But as a fundraiser, it's an excellent tool for connecting to potential corporate partners, for networking, for finding new donors that you can bring in to support your organization. So if you're not using LinkedIn, you absolutely should. On this week's quick tip for better fundraising, I want to focus on rejigging your LinkedIn profile to make it the best that it can be for attracting donors and connecting with people. So the thing about LinkedIn is you want to think about it as the shop front of your personal brand. People are going to search for you and they're going to find you. They're going to snoop around you. They're going to investigate you and try and understand why you're connecting to them. As you start to reach out to more corporates, they're going to look back and figure out what you're all about. As you go to networking events, people are going to follow up by snooping around your LinkedIn profile and trying to understand you. LinkedIn is great for connecting into people's inbox who you might otherwise not be able to get their email address for. And those very same people are going to follow you back and look at you before they decide whether to take a meeting or not. So it's really, really important that we consider what they're going to see when they land on your profile page. And we want to reframe that thought completely. This is not your CV. You are not looking for a job. So your LinkedIn profile is not about appealing to your boss, not about appealing to a potential employer or a potential recruiter. This is about appealing to potential donors and your actual target market, which is corporate partners and wealthy individuals who might be supporting you. It is an ad for you in your role and an ad for your organization, and we have to treat it as such. So start, first of all, by looking at your contact details. Think about your email address. Make sure it's your work email address, the organization that you're representing on LinkedIn here. It's not your personal ilikebigbutt69@hotmail.com email address. It's your work email address. Make sure you have your phone number up there. Make sure you have social media and website. Anything that's work related, you want to get up there so that people can find more about you, can understand more about the work you do, and can get passionate about the work that you're doing. LinkedIn allows you to put up other videos and links as well. So if you have any videos which are showing off the work that your organization does, videos and photos that you yourself are in related to your organization, then get those up there so that people can snoop around those. You want to update your headline as well. So make sure your LinkedIn headline is not just your job title or whatever LinkedIn automatically suggests that you put in, but try and summarize what it is you're trying to do and how that applies to the people that you're trying to attract to your LinkedIn profile. So for example, my LinkedIn headline is helping good charities do better fundraising. That is me trying to advertise to my target market, which is charities who I'm getting to hire me to help them with their fundraising. If you're trying to attract donors, if you're trying to attract corporate partners, then put that in your headline and show them what you can do for them. Make sure your photo is a nice, decent photo, which is a bit warm, not too corporate, but shows your human side while also showing your professional side. And also make sure that you're updating your own personal URL. So you'll see that LinkedIn automatically gives you a web address for your LinkedIn profile. And that might be something really complicated like simonscriver675492. Try and update that and change it so it's something easy to type, easy to remember, and easy for you to share when you're connecting with people. Now, as you begin to describe yourself in your LinkedIn profile, we want to make sure that you're writing in the first person. So you're not writing in the third person, because remember, we're trying to sound as human as possible. We want people we're connecting to feel like they're connecting to one person. If you're writing in the third person, then it sounds like you've just hired some guy to write this for you. So write it in the first person and describe yourself. You want to try and sound as human as possible. Go easy on your career goals. So you're not so much, again, talking as if this is your CV. You're not so much talking about your professional career as a fundraiser, but instead you're trying to use the space to show why you can be trusted, why you're interesting, and why people might pick up the phone and actually give you 5 minutes when you connect with them. Remember, again, always be thinking who your target market is. Your target market isn't necessarily other fundraisers. It isn't recruiters. It isn't other organizations. It's going to be companies and potential donors. So all your content in the description of yourself is less about you and more about what you can do for those people. You're trying to show them why they should connect with you, why they should entertain a conversation with you, and how you can make their life easier or help them achieve their goals. So if you can connect them to volunteer opportunities, if you can engage their staff, if you can help their marketing, if you can help them have a positive impact on the world, whatever it is that you're offering, whatever it is you can deliver to these people, make sure you're getting that across in the description of yourself and the description of your role. You always want to be considering, why is this person reading it? Why should they continue reading it? And what is it you can do for them? That's what we do as humans. When we read, we think, what is in it for us? And make sure we're getting that across in our LinkedIn profile. Now, you're going to put in your current role, yes. But again, think about the target market. So you're not necessarily going to be bragging that you've raised $50 million for this organization, but you're instead going to be talking about your own passion for the organization and what you've been able to achieve through that for beneficiaries of the nonprofit and also for the corporate donors. If you can put in testimonials from other corporate donors, that's going to be good. And LinkedIn has a whole separate section for you to do this. So make sure you get endorsements and testimonials from other supporters, from other donors, from beneficiaries, from anyone who's around your organization. This is your opportunity to give social proof from people who are similar to the other people that you're trying to attract. So if you have corporate funders, if you have good relationships with donors, ask them to endorse you, ask them to write a testimonial that you can get on your LinkedIn profile. So when other people like that read this and see it, they think, hey, I'm just like that. I can slot into this as well. Remember about who you're trying to attract. Now, in your LinkedIn profile, you also want to be active. The more active you are on LinkedIn, the more people are going to see you, the more people who are going to click on you and snoop around you, and they're going to see all this stuff that we've just added to your LinkedIn profile. So engage with others who are relevant around LinkedIn, show your knowledge, show your passion, and show your interest in other people, and people will follow you. Get active in relevant groups. So again, not necessarily fundraising groups, not necessarily groups which are based around your career, but groups that are going to contain your target market. So if you're a nonprofit who is funding for children in hospital, then you're going to be looking at perhaps healthcare professional groups. You're going to be looking at people who are supportive of that area and people who understand that area. Similarly, if you're fundraising for an animal shelter, then you're going to find the groups on LinkedIn which are going to be full of animal lovers. These are your target markets and people that you want to attract onto your LinkedIn page and attract to connect with you. Throughout your LinkedIn profile and in your LinkedIn feed, make sure you're posting links, make sure you're posting articles, make sure you're sharing information and interesting stuff about your organization. And again, this is a good opportunity to share that social proof. So every time you have a corporate partner that comes in and does something really amazing, anytime you have a donor who says something great, anytime you get a fantastic quote from a beneficiary, this is all stuff that you're going to share on LinkedIn as a post so that people are going to see it and again start to click on your profile and find out a little bit more about you. LinkedIn also gives you the opportunity to write articles, which is just like writing a blog post. And if you're thinking about writing a blog, this is a great place to start. And these are going to appear on your profile page as well. So here is another fantastic place for you to share stories from your beneficiaries, stories from other donors, share images, share videos, and just get into the habit of sharing these, especially if you're already blogging somewhere else, or you're already sharing these on other pages on social media, or you're sharing them on your organization's website. Just get into the habit of feeding them across into your LinkedIn as well. Remember, the more active you are on LinkedIn and the more attractive you are on LinkedIn, the more you're going to see people start to reach out to you, people start to look onto your LinkedIn profile, people start to connect with you, and people start to talk to you about how you can partner and work together. Okay, so go ahead and try these updates of your LinkedIn profile. Look at what other people are doing and see what you like from that. But always try and put yourself in the shoes of your target market, the potential donors and potential partners who are going to be snooping around with you. Finally, people often ask, is LinkedIn Premium worth it? Is setting up a company page on LinkedIn worth it? And I would always say that no, they're both a load of shite, so don't bother. Tune in next week for another quick tip. And in the meantime, we'll have a great interview with another fundraising leader coming up on Thursday.
listening to Simon Scriver's Amazingly Ultimate Fundraising Superstar Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and head over to changefundraising.com to learn more or get in touch with Simon. Or don't, whatever, you're big enough to make your own decisions.